How many siblings do you have? How many?
I have two younger brothers. We're close, fairly close together in age. David Martin Vandermeulen, who also was a basketball coach for many years at UW-Whitewater. He's retired now. And my younger brother, Tom, who was in business, worked for Sears for many years and lives in Northern Illinois. I'm the oldest sister, of which they will be quick to tell you. They claim I told them what to do all the time. No, I'm the oldest. John and I are both the oldest in our families.
Now, in growing up in that family, what were your economic circumstances? Did you feel that money was an issue?
Well, money was always an issue, but it was for most people in those times. We were born in 1937. The Depression was still was a reality. Most of the people my age talk about how that felt. It was just a presence in the society at that time. I never felt poor. My parents were educated people. My father always had a job. We lived in a small town. In my childhood years, I consider Beaver Dam because that was the major time. And that was a relatively small town. We didn't have a car, but lots of people didn't have automobiles at that time. There was never any extra money, but on the other hand, it wasn't poverty either. And we certainly my parents considered themselves middle class, which they clearly were. There was always an expectation that we would go to college.
Do you have any early first memories?
In listening to John, I agree with him that it's very hard to isolate early memories. I do remember kindergarten and first grade in Beaver Dam, little things that were part of life then. That was, you know, those were the war years, and I think anybody who grew up in our time very much remembers the kind of reality that World War II was for everybody at that time. And I had a very happy childhood. As I said before, my father was a school person. We went to basketball games all the time. We went to the school all the time. Their friends were mostly teachers and as well as neighbors. It was a very good time. I had a very good childhood. I had wonderful parents.
Was music a part of your family at all?
No, not particularly. My grandmother, my maternal grandmother, probably had the most talent, or at least a basic sensibility toward music. And she listened to opera on the radio. So when I would visit her, the opera was on. And once we were in Madison, she took me to some concerts to hear Risa Stevens, for instance, at the university, who came to the university at that time. But musical talent has been missing in my family. Appreciation, no talent. I had a lot of music lessons for a while, but I wanted to be able to really sing. I still would like to sing, but the musical sense isn't there.
Do you remember any songs from your childhood?
I remember my mother holding my little brother in her arms, singing "You Are My Sunshine."
What were your elementary school years like? Did you have any favorite teachers?
I liked all my teachers. I was a very school-oriented child, and I loved school. I loved everything about school. My brothers perhaps will tell you that I would come home from school and make them be the pupils, and my youngest brother, when he went to kindergarten, was so well-educated by that time, they put him in first grade. All my whole life, I've loved school. It's an environment that I've lived a lot of my life focused on public education in many ways, and I was a good student always, and I did what the teachers wanted me to do. I was a rule follower. There's no question about that.
Were there any particular subjects, or you liked everything?
Well, I especially have always loved history, also literature, but especially history. And I've had a strong interest in politics my entire life. Some of that came from my father, who was always very interested in politics. So anything related to politics, government, and history has always been my strongest suit. I also do love literature.
What were your father's politics?
My father was a FDR Democrat, and very strongly so. And you talk about early radio memories. I remember my parents listening to FDR on the radio.
What do you think about him made him an FDR Democrat?
Well, you know, I don't know that I've ever thought about that. That's an interesting question. He obviously had an interest in educationally in those areas, because that's what he prepared himself to teach. And other than that, I just know that it was something that was important to him. My mother, not so much. She did not like political discussions. A favorite memory of mine is once we were in Madison, her younger brother, my mother's younger brother, who was an attorney in Madison, they would come over for Sunday dinner, and Uncle John at that time was a Republican. He ended up to be a Democrat, but at that time he was a Republican. And he and my father would have political arguments at the Sunday dinner table, which appalled my mother, and which I thought were the most exciting, wonderful times, and have just wonderful memories of that. And that's probably where I became interested in those things.
Maybe the fact that your father came out of, he's the one who came out of more of a poverty
yes,
situation?
That's true. That's true. Although mothers certainly didn't come out. But yes, I think that's basically true. I don't know. And why he made that selection of what he was interested in teaching is something I wish I could ask him, and I never did.
Were you a reader as a child?
Oh, yes. Yes, I always was a reader.
What, do you remember any particular series or books that just were standouts for you that you particularly treasured? Did you have books in the home?
Oh, yes, we had books in the home, although I would say that the more typical way to get the books to read was to go to the library. And my mother was a very heavy library user her entire life. And we went to the library a lot. And, of course, books were accessible at school as well. My parents didn't have any extra money to buy books at that time, but certainly there was a lot of reading material. And I don't know that there's anything that that is a standout to me. I read, I think, the usual kinds of things, so that I was reading Little Women and Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm and those books as well. But I read just about anything that was available to read. Reading was encouraged, and of course there was no TV then. That made a big difference. And I wasn't much, even though my brothers were involved in a lot of athletics, I never was. And that followed kind of the model of my mother. So the kinds of things that I did were reading and writing and other things, children's organizations that focused on those kinds of things, I guess.
In the summers, what did you do with your time?
I always had friends. I had girlfriends. And I have memories of spending time with, even though I wasn't an athletic child, certainly being outside was part of summer life, going swimming, as well as being at each other's houses and playing games and those kinds of things. Summer was a lovely time, although I was always glad when school started.
Did you have any particular toys that you treasured?
My mother says that I always rejected dolls, and I guess I did. I have no recollection of ever having a doll. I think mostly I asked for books. I remember when I got a globe, and I thought that was so exciting.